what his role is and what how he's progressing and how he kind of fits into things?
Maurice, man, he's one of our big wideouts. You know, he's one of those guys that can play all the positions at wideout for us. Really valuable on special teams for us. You know, he's probably our second leading tackle. He's our third leading tackle on special teams. Just being a smart football player coming from a football town like Philly, good to have.
Coach, what's the most difficult thing you've encountered, and what's been the most rewarding thing?
The most difficult thing, just like every coach, I'm sure, is losing. Dealing with the losses every week, you know, it wouldn't matter whether I was the head coach or the coach here. That's always the most difficult thing. You know, the most rewarding thing is having the ability to talk to your team, motivate your team after a win, whether after a loss. And hopefully we can develop some wins here and motivate people after some wins around here.
Coach, early in the season, the Eagles have given you an awful lot to look at from a defensive standpoint, from their offensive sets and some of the wildcat formations and even some of the gimmick plays. Does that pose a little longer practices for you this week?
You know, that's exactly what they want out there. You know, and Coach Reed and Artie Morningway do a great job of presenting a bunch of different looks to make you practice them. You got to know what you're going to do. It's important that you get the time in the meeting rooms. You know, we're limited, of course, of how long we're out there at practice because of the weather we have down here. It's 96 degrees today. I don't want to keep my guys out there too much longer. I want to practice at our normal pace. I want to practice on what I feel we need to win. I want to practice on what I feel we need to get done. But you got to look at it, study it. Your coaches have to spend time on it. You got to find out what you do with the stuff, and that's what those guys do, and that's why they present those type of looks for you. And the same thing on defense, you know. Johnson is no longer with us, but his presence and his future and everything lives on. And Sean McDermott, who I know very well, and you know, all the similar problems and all the same type of deals. Guys get the ball back, you turn it over, you bring them from everywhere, and you present all kinds of problems with people, and that's always going to be an issue.
Michael Vick had kind of a slow start in his first game. What is it about defending him? Where do you think he's at based on that, and how do you go about defending him?
Well, you know, we know Michael Vick down here very well. You know, he's come down here and absolutely done magical things against us, and we've played against him and defended him well sometimes, but he's a great opposition. He's a great opponent. Happy to see him back doing well for you guys, and happy to see him back in his league. Should be, and we're excited about his opportunity to get to play. He presents all types of problems, the ones you always know. Heat with his arm, amazing ability, his dynamic explosion that he always has on any play.
Did you see that, Coach? Did you see that in the first tape, or he felt like he was a little bit rusty?
I'm sure he felt rusty. You know, he's coming off the layoff, coming off the 2 week, you know, coming off the off of that deal. I'm sure he'll be a little bit better this week, be a little bit better the following weeks to come. But we'll get more explosive Michael Vick, and we'll get all the things that you've been looking for, I've been looking for. I just hope he doesn't do it too soon against us.
Hey, Coach, you had a new quarterback in there last week who didn't do really a bad job. And what does it mean for a young quarterback to get his second full week practicing with the first team in preparation for a game?
You know, he came in last week, and he managed the game well. You know, he had the big turnover, which was big, which is huge. Layup throws, which young guys do at times, but he's developing more confidence. He's had another week of preparation, one more week with the guys, one more week with familiarity. Talking about a guy who didn't get a major role in the OTA days because of our quarterback competition we had before. Talking about a guy that had the mentality, the preparation of a starting quarterback, even when he wasn't. And that's kind of how you got to be in this league. And hopefully he'll get a little bit better this week and set us up for an opportunity to go out there and play our best football.
What about your other quarterback, Leftwich? How is he handling the demotion?
You know, he's really been great. It's really been amazing. You know, after I brought him to my office and told him I set him down, he looked at me in the face and told me, Coach, I knew I had to win early. You know, I'm going to support you. I'm going to remain the same guy. He is still our team captain. He's highly involved with the development of these two young quarterbacks. He's just a great guy to be around. And I don't know if you know his personality or not, but he's a team guy. And he's all about trying to get the next win, who can get it done for us.
Now, you've been up here to play in Philadelphia. How are you preparing your guys? Obviously, you want to have a good practice on Wednesday, but just getting ready for the whole atmosphere of playing up here.
You know, that's always the tough part. You can't prepare for the atmosphere unless we go get a whole bunch of people in Tampa to come out here and boo us, which they might right now. We can get them out here to boo us and do all kinds of gestures. We can't prepare for the atmosphere. You got to go in there. You got to talk about it. You can see it on tape. You get as much video as you can from the NFL that can simulate that environment. You can simulate that noise and that kind of atmosphere in that beautiful stadium. I don't know if you can simulate, but you can just talk about it and let your players be aware of it.
Now, you've been around Cadillac for basically his entire career now. does he continue to amaze you with the progress that he's made with all these knee injuries and everything?
You know, it would be amazing if I was looking at it from afar, but when you get a chance to meet Cal, you know his work ethic, and you know what he does to come back, and you know how he does it, and you know how passionate he is about this game, you almost take it for granted when you're in my spot. But, you know, what Cadillac has been really amazing. What he continues to do is amazing. Getting stronger and stronger as the season goes on and as he goes on.
How is your defense adjusting? Because you guys are obviously no more Monty. You're in charge now. How is that transition coming along?
You know, they've been doing a great job, you know. And then Bill Bates is coming here. And we came out against Dallas in the first game of the season, played a nice first half. And then the next following week, we played a good spurt period of time. The Giants really came in here and played us well, played hard. But Jim Bates has really come and done a great job. Last week he played our best game against the Washington Redskins on defense, getting three turnovers, three interceptions, one forced fumble, with the ability to have five picks, but we end up dropping a few, missed a couple opportunities out there. They're getting better and better. They're a young team. They're a young defense, and we're excited to have these guys.
Now, you've never worked with Andy before, but every time I remember going Super Bowl week when Mike was down in your town, everyone was asking how much information you're going to be trying to get from him. And he said that really you guys don't talk football. You guys talk about personal, how your family's doing and everything. Who do you rely on from another coach standpoint to get advice and to get guidance?
You know, I got a plethora of different people. You named one already, Monty Kiffin. You talk about Mike Tomlin. You talk about Rob Marinelli. You're talking about some of the guys that were here with us in Tampa throughout that spurt. You know, you have Coach Dungy, Lovey Smith, all those guys. They're all out there, and they're all willing to help. Those guys all talk to you. For the most part, you know, Andy Reid is very approachable. So if you need something from Andy Reid, I'm sure he'll be fine too. But being around Coach Gruden for this long amount of time, listening to him over the years and having the ability to sit down and listen to some of his advice and some of the stuff he went through, being a young head coach and all those things, has been great. Thank you, guys.